This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Now, for those who are listening in this week, I know we left off on a cliffhanger, and I don't want to spoil it. We're going to get into the Word here in just 1 minute. We're in 1 Timothy chapter 4. I've entitled this sermon. I just preached this just last Sunday at Island Community Church. I've entitled it Deceiving Spirits and Doctrines of Demons. Now, you're going to find out today what this means and who Paul's talking about. For 20 years, I've wondered about this, and for 20 years, I've taught it wrong. God help me. 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit speaketh expressly. New American Standard says, the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith or fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils. For years we've taught on this. This is a look at the end of the age, Bible prophecy. But he goes on, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Now this is what they do. Listen to this. Listen to these horrible sins. Horrible sin number one, they forbid you to marry. Horrible sin number two, they command you to abstain from eating particular food. Not certain things you would think the devil would do. I'll whet your appetite with there. Now, that's where we're going to pick it up here. Now, I invite you out to Island here tonight for our midweek Bible study. 6 o'clock tonight. Island's at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. From 6 to around 7 or 7:15, we're in the book of Acts. We're around chapter 24 this week, so we'd love to see you. We're going to pick it up now with the rest of this shocking message here out of 1 Timothy chapter 4. If you'd like a copy of this, please, when you're done with this, email me, paul@wmiefm.com. Call me on my cell phone, 321-482-1709. I will email it to you. I will mail it to you, whatever it takes to get this message in your hands. Here's the last point, the last part now of this message, deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
How shocking is that? Deceiving spirits, teachings laid out by demons, forbidding to marry. Whoa, wait a minute, where's the sin? How about number five, then? How about some sin in this list? Lay some sin on me, Paul. Right? What could it be? Take thine ease? Is it do what you want? Is it sin without repercussion? Is it eat, drink, and be merry? Is it there is no hell? Is it there is no sin? Is it God is dead? Is it the Bible's not true? What is number five on the list of satanic doctrine? You ready for this? Number five. Don't eat certain foods. Is number five. Don't eat certain food. Boy, what a doctrine out of hell, huh? Don't eat certain food? Not what I would expect it. Verse two. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. All right, I don't understand. At least I didn't understand up until last night, perhaps some person or people are going to deceive people with the false understanding that by abstaining from these things, abstaining from marriage, and abstaining from eating some kind of food, that people are going to feel closer to God. Paul lets the comment on marriage go without a comment, but he addresses food. Verse 3, notice the words every and nothing. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Get that. Every creature of God is good. Nothing, no food is to be refused with this condition. If you pray over it and ask God's blessing. How many times must we say this? Mark 7:14, last week's sermon. Listen, every one of you, and understand, there is nothing from outside a man that enters into him can defile him. But what comes out of the mouth? These are they which defile a man. Then he says the most shocking thing in that verse. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. How many times must Paul address this? Romans 14. Receive a one who is weak in faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. One believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat. And let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Verse 14, Romans 14:14. I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him who considers anything unclean, to him it's unclean. Meaning it might be unclean to you, but it's not unclean to God. And if it's unclean to you, then that's fine. We're brothers in the Lord. You don't part company over food. If I get up to you and say that Jesus was shot and he was crucified at the left hand of the mother, you throw me out and get rid of me. You don't fellowship with someone like that. Not for over silly things like this food. Paul continues, Romans 14:15. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, then you're no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Right? One last time. We'll read through these five verses and its context. Let's establish once and for all who and what Paul labels as doctrines of demons. Okay? 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. I scratch off the whole rest of my sermon here. Let me say this. These deceptions are designed to inspire some kind of false holiness on your part. They're not deceptions leading you to sin. There are things telling you maybe you shouldn't marry, and maybe you shouldn't eat those kind of foods. I never knew the devil was into work like that. Not done yet either. Imagine that. Trying to do something honorable. Listen to the paradox. Trying to do something honorable is what causes you to fall away from the faith, not sin. I never knew that. Now, last night, I received my answer to my prayer over what this means. I've been wrong for nigh on 20 years for what this means. The Lord spoke one word to me last night. You know what the word was? Context. Context. So, okay, God. Timothy chapter 3, first 8 verses. Darren better know what it is. He's going to find out at 3:30 next Sunday how to pick a pastor. Next verse is after. How to choose a deacon. Then after this, in chapter 4, it's how pastors are supposed to live right before God. That is the context of this text. Now, let's read it again. All right? Be careful how you choose pastors. Don't take a novice. Be careful how you choose deacons. They ought to be this and that, this and that, have a good testimony. But the Spirit expressly says, in the latter times, some. All right, who is the some? In the latter times, some will fall away from the faith. He's talking about pastors. Pastors and ministers is who he's talking about here. My mistake for 20 years has been opening my Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, and reading the text of Bible prophecy. That's not what this is. This is a warning to be careful how you choose pastors, because many are going to mislead people at the end of the age. Now you can see this text. These are pastors instructing people. Be careful what you do. Don't marry. You can just be closer to the Lord that way. And don't eat these particular foods. God condemned them in the Old Testament. That is the meaning of this text. It's not a prophecy of the end of the age. It's an explanation of pastors that have fallen away from the faith. Lord, we thank you for your word. That is shocking to me. This is an admonishment against pastors. It's shocking to me that a doctrine of demons is what you call this, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from eating certain food, you call, your Holy Spirit calls a doctrine of demons, is shocking. Help us to never look in the same light everything we've known and come to accept all of our lives as Christians. Thanks for shining the light of truth on this text. We praise and exalt you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
To the cause of the King, I've been ushered in to your presence. Lord, I stand on your merciful ground, yet with every step, tread with reverence.